Mitosis only occurs in eukaryotic cells. Prokaryotic cells, which lack a nucleus, divide by a different process called binary fission. Mitosis varies between organisms. For example, animal cells undergo an open mitosis, where the nuclear envelope breaks down before the chromosomes separate, whereas fungi undergo a closed mitosis, where chromosomes divide within an intact cell nucleus. The utility maximization problem is a constrained optimization scenario in which an individual seeks to maximize utility subject to a budget constraint. Economists use the extreme value theorem to guarantee that a solution exists. That is, since the budget constraint is both bounded and closed, a solution to the utility maximization problem exists. Economists call the solution a Walrasian demand function. Kim shared her toy school bus with Billy. But now, Billy won't give it back. Kim is mad at Billy. What should she do? Should she tell Miss Smith? Should she find another toy to play with? What do you think? The Faculty Council condemns all forms of discrimination or harassment, whether subtle or overt, and asserts all members of the university community should join in assuring that all students are accorded the dignity and respect called for in the resolution. Before Lewis and Clark completed their expedition, Americans could only speculate on what lurked in the uncharted territories beyond the Rocky Mountains. Thomas Jefferson, who amassed a small library of books on the frontier, was convinced the explorers would have run-ins with mountains of salt, a race of Welsh-speaking Native Americans, and even herds of woolly mammoths. The expedition failed to sight any of the long-extinct creatures, but Lewis did describe 178 previously unknown species of plants and 122 new animals, including coyotes, mountain beavers, and grizzly bears. In natural and social sciences, and maybe in other fields, quantitative research is the systematic empirical investigation of observable phenomena via statistical, mathematical, or computational techniques. The objective is to develop and employ models, theories, and hypotheses pertaining to phenomena. The process of measurement is central to quantitative research because it provides the fundamental connection between empirical observation and mathematical expression of quantitative relationships. Today is Friday. It's very nice to have you in this class. Green apples grow in groves of gorgeous trees. Strawberries, apples, and sometimes even cookies can be found at a farmer's market. Farmers bring fresh fruits and vegetables to town so everyone can enjoy.